Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuels every drive from Lake Erie to the Ohio River with a fuel like no other. Shell's premium gasoline provides engine protection even in extreme heat, like what you're experiencing today. That means more power when you need it and more performance with every drive. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. More power, more performance. Chances are you're not far from a Shell station. Download the Shell app to find it. Formulation unique to Shell. With continuous use of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus gasoline compared to lower octane minimum detergent gasoline. Actual effects and benefits may vary according to vehicle type, driving conditions, and driving style. See shell.us/more for more information.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This summer, whatever you're watching, baseball, golf, soccer, racing, DraftKings has you covered for every single moment of it. The DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states, bringing the game straight to your fingertips wherever you are. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code KSR. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. Includes all markets. That's code KSR. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut? Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus. Void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get prediction dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today in Real Ghost Stories Online, finding a childhood keepsake could certainly bring up old memories. From living in a haunted house. But could it make the activity start up again?
Welcome. Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, an 855-853-4802. Is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. Get in all of the extras when you sign up to become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories, or you can also go to ghostpodcast.com and get in all of the extras there as well. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. We got that ghost story to jump on into. Let's do just that and hear your story.
This is Sammy from Kansas. Funny story, I actually called yesterday. I was in the middle of my story and something really creepy happened. I'll tell that part of the story after I get through so it'll make sense. Basically, just a little backstory, starting over, is when I was about 12, my dad remarried, and she had two young boys as well, and then they had a child together, so my half-sister, and she was fairly young when this happened. This was about 10 years ago, like I said, I was 12. So they had just moved into a new house. It was kind of, like, eerie. I didn't like the feeling I got when I was there, but I also watched a lot of horror movies as a kid, and so it was kind of just like how I just always over-speculated on everything. But the house was old, it was creepy, it was creaky, it was just kind of unsettling, basically, but nothing, you know, too wild. So the first night that they moved in, actually, I babysat the kids a lot, the two young boys and my little sister, who was probably, like, 3 at the time. So on the day they were moving, they went back to get one last load and left me there with the kids. We were in the front room watching TV, and I heard a big crash. It sounded like metal on metal. I didn't know what it was. I was freaked out, obviously, but the kids were always scared of everything, so I couldn't really react in fear of them getting really upset. I just kind of acted like I didn't hear it, and then a few seconds later it happened again, and I was too freaked out to even stay in the house, so I took the kids, we went out on the front lawn, like the front porch area, and we just kind of waited. It was maybe like another 45 minutes until they got home. So after that, I remember looking around. I didn't see there was nothing out of place. Nothing had fallen. So I never had an an explain for that happening. So an explanation. So fast forward about 6 months. Like I said, I live in Kansas. It's close to the about 2 hours from the Oklahoma border, where there's quite a few casinos. And my father and my stepmother would go there often, and I would stay home and watch the kids. But one night specifically, the night that I, the most, like, I don't know, just like the creepiest, scariest, most unexplainable night I've ever had, I was in the boys' room. They shared a room, and it was me and my sister in that room. I don't remember the reasoning, but I know that the boys were in the parents' room, my dad's room, and they were in their bed. I don't remember why we did that, but I just remember being on an air mattress in the boys' room with my little sister. It was about 2:30 in the morning, and the dog there would always bark. I mean, constantly barking for no reason. I mean, no apparent reason. It would just be down there barking and barking and just going at it. I think that was what woke me up that night. For a minute, you know, when you just wake up, I just feel like it was one of those, I woke up and I was just instantly awake, and there was something was just like bothering me. I don't know what it was. So I think I was laying there with my eyes open for a minute, and like the floors were creaking, I heard somebody walking. So I looked up, the closet light was on because I was too afraid to be completely in the dark. And all I could see was the reflection of the closet light, the door, and the light in there. So, but I kept hearing the footsteps, and I kept thinking, what is that? So I looked up, and I seen my stepbrother. The reason I knew it was him was he kind of had the signature 2007, you know, like the whole Bieber cut thing. He was like maybe 8 or 9. So I just remember seeing that haircut and thinking, what is he doing? You know, he, at this point, I think I just saw him pass. He went from the bathroom. He went from the bedroom to the bathroom, and it was just a straight shot. So I thought, what in the world is he doing? I didn't say anything. I was just kind of sitting there. I thought maybe he thought I was asleep or something. And then I watched him leave the bathroom and go back to his room. My parents' room. And he did that about 3 or 4 times before I was kind of getting freaked out. I'm not sure if he knew I was awake or whatever, but at some point, instead of passing my room to go to the bathroom, he stopped right in front of the doorway and was staring at me, and I couldn't see his face because of, you know, I just had that little bit of light from the closet. I could just see his hair. I could see the shadow of his body, you know, the outline, and he was just staring, you know, just facing me. And I thought, he knows I'm awake. You know, I said, Elijah was his name. I said, Elijah, what are you doing? And he didn't answer me, and I thought, what in the world? And I yelled his name again. He didn't answer me again. So I think I screamed it, and you know, I said, Elijah, what are you doing? And he turned around and walked away. And I thought, what in the world is he doing? After that, I yelled his name again. He wasn't in my sight anymore, but I thought, he's awake, and he's, you know, he's acting weird. So I yelled his name like 3 or 4 times before he woke up, or Elijah walked in the room, and he said, what? You know, he was rubbing his eyes. He had just woken up. And he said, what are you doing? And he said, what do you mean? I said, what are you doing out there? He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I just woke up. I looked at him, and he was in just his, like, boxers, like underwear, and I thought, the boy that was looking at me was fully dressed. He had I noticed like a hoodie or like some kind of jacket and like a heavy sweatpants. And I didn't even think about it when he was there, but I thought he was literally gone for 2 seconds. He couldn't have went in there and took off all his clothes and came back, you know, and he looked like he had just woken up, and I had scared him out of his sleep by yelling his name. So I mean, the eeriest feeling got over me, like creeped over me. I had chills, and I just thought, what in the world was that? You know, I saw somebody walking back and forth and then stopped and just staring at me, and it wasn't him. And the only thing that made me think it was him was the haircut. And I just thought, what in the world, who was that? You know, that was just the creepiest feeling to me. After that, I mean, I refused. I wouldn't go over there. I wouldn't be alone. I wouldn't babysit. The feeling of knowing they were 2 hours away and I was there in that house just wasn't, I couldn't do it. when my parents first moved into that house, they had to fix it up a lot, and they always said from the beginning that they felt like there was a presence there, not malevolent, not evil, just they always said they had a feeling it was a young child because it was playful. They would turn on lights and walk back into the room a minute later, and the lights would be off, doors would be open, and then they would be shut, and it just seemed very playful and very, you know, just kind of an, it obviously felt creepy, but... what reminded me of it was a few days ago, I had just gotten home and I actually just recently moved into my mom's house. I was going through some stuff. I had just moved in. I was unpacking and I found a pillow, and I hadn't seen a pillow in years. And I remembered that I put it away. I hid it away because it was a pillow that I took with me, like everywhere, was kind of my protecting, you know, like that soothing thing for me. And I had it with me that night. And after that night, I remember putting it away and I just didn't, I'd never touched it. But when I was at my mom's unpacking back boxes, they were from like when I was really young, and I seen that pillow, and that's immediately what I thought of. It was actually in the shed, and I brought it inside, and it just, you know, that was the story I thought of. So I called to tell you, this is the second part of the you know, what I did when I called. So I was calling, and I was in the middle of my story, and I had the pillow with me, you know, it was like next to me when I was thinking about it. I got up and I'm like walking around telling the story, you know, I was standing up and I'm telling you guys the story, and I turn around and the pillow wasn't there anymore, and I was like, what in the world? And I look over and it's sitting on the chair, like completely on the opposite side of the room. It was on top of it, like it's something I wouldn't put it there where it was. Immediately got a chilled feeling over me. I freaked out. I was like, what was that? And I hung up the phone immediately. I was telling the story and I thought, oh my gosh, all these emotions are coming back, and all, you know, that feeling. And then I knew I didn't put that pillow there, and I just immediately was like freaked out. I hung up the phone and I just like lay there chilled for like an hour. All those memories and those feelings came flooding back. So now, what's your guys' opinion on that? I mean, any advice that you may have on, you know, how you feel about that happening again, or what you think about any of it. Anyways, I appreciate, you know, you guys doing the show. I think it's so awesome. It's like the only thing I can just listen to constantly, and it's really cool to know that other people have had these experiences. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you have some good advice for me, because it's kind of freaky. Anyways, have a good night, guys. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that experience with us. What are your thoughts?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is haunted object. Like, there's some energy related to that pillow somehow, or an energy that is connected to the pillow that's moving it around, and all that kind of stuff. So definitely a very freaky story. I certainly do believe that items can be, quote unquote, haunted, or at least hold energies with them. And, mm-hmm. and I always think back to the story of the near where we grew up, the haunted bed, the haunted bunk bed.
Oh, Horicon, like, Wisconsin.
The house started on fire and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, that's where I got over here. I still have it, everyone. People are like, what about the bunk bed bell? It still exists. Still have the bunk bed bell, because for a while it was weird. I gotta say, it hasn't been as frequent as it once was on this show. But in the first couple of years, we talked about that story, and then it just seemed like there was this influx of people sharing stories of haunted bunk beds or paranormal activity surrounding bunk beds. And we would ring the bell. It was called the bunk bed bell. We even gave a bunch of them away. I think I printed like, I don't know how many hundreds of them, and then we gave them out to EPPs early on. With a logo on it. But yeah, that's an interesting thing. That old story of the bunk beds in Horicon, Wisconsin. There's still people that remember that one. In fact, there was somebody, I forgot who it was, who actually got all the case files on that, because the original investigators, I believe, had passed. But it was like their grandchild or something. I talked to them and like, you never believe, my grandfather or somebody was the one that investigated that. And they still had information on that that old story.
Wow.
Yeah. That was an interesting one. Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you want access to all of our material to binge away on, you can get it anywhere you'd like. You can go to Apple Podcasts and become a premium subscriber there. You can go over to patreon.com/realghoststories or even at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.